Hey?
He has got the last say in my life.
Come on, people.
He has got the last say.
Last say?
Last say.
Ebo?
He has got the last say in your life.
You are not serious.
He has the final word, word, word.
Final word.
He has the final word, 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 word.
I'm confused.
God has got the last say.
Oh, yes.
Last say.
Jesus.
God has got the last say.
Now you are talking.
My life.
Powerful.
God has got the last say.
And me. Last say.
God has got the last say in your life.
Yes.
He has the final say, 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 say.
To my life.
He has the final word, 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 word.
To my vision.
He has the final say, 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 say.
To my family.
He has the final word, 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 word.
To my church.
He has the final say, 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 say.
To my destiny.
He has the final word, 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 word.
To my country.
He has the final say, say, say.
To my ministry.
He has the final word, 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 word.
Oh, yes.
Say. Say, say, say.
You listen to Care Voice Radio coming your way. This is Spirituality in the Mix. Let's ramp things up a little bit, get some enthusiasm in here. I find this to be true. This is true. This is true. This is true. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I've got a little something for you now that's coming your way. I'm letting you know right now. We're not fooling around. We are serious about having some good time this evening. Because there's so much tension out there. We're trying to make things a little easier. So we're going to give you some music and a few kind words in the next 30 minutes. And hopefully you are elevated for Monday. Get ready.
Tell me, where can I hide from your spirit?
Remembering, this is Spirituality in the Mix, and this is our very own Sheridine coming your way. Sheridine Skeet out of Barbados. Gospel.
Tell me where
a gospel fusion.
Can I hide from your presence? If I went up to heaven, you are there. If I made my bed in the deepest part, you're there. Oh, you are always there.
These are the Elevate crew. They are doing some fabulous work, from music, TLC, you name it. They're out there making things happen.
Spirit, tell me, where can I hide from your presence? If I flew beyond the east, you are there. If I lived in the farthest part, you're there. Your spirit, tell me, where can I hide from your presence? When light turns to darkness, you are there. Even then, I'll still praise you, for you are there.
Carib Voice Radio. You can't make stuff up like this. This is reality. Reality check. Real talk. Real conversation. Real truth. Every single day, we take our spirit with us wherever we are going. We are thinking. We are constantly talking. We are thinking. We are working. We are planning. And we are seeking to be free from things that are not suitable for us. So your spirit is always with you. Where are you going to go without it? I do understand that when you die, it leaves you. That's what they're saying. And there are so many conversations in the village about spirituality in the motion, spirituality in the mix, and I think it is really responsible for a lot of things I do or don't do, could and couldn't do, would and wouldn't do, and should and couldn't do. And all of these are things that are not part of what I am enjoying as a part of life. And I'm sure you feel similar. Because you want to accomplish, you want to achieve, you want to do things that are vitality to your health and to your strength. And you want to make sure for yourself that you are gaining ground in whatever you do. We are all similar. This is why a couple of weeks ago, and I've been saying it for so long, that now it's a consecrated part of my thinking. No one is better than anyone. We are all going in a similar direction. We all have to breathe. We all have to eat. And we're all looking for shelter, clothing, and the list goes on. But for the purpose of this conversation, there's one very important key element, and actually two, but I'm going to kind of condense them a little bit. Consistency of motion, collaborating, is very important. But here is the problem with collaboration. Someone will come into your space, and they want something from you, but they have a thought process that you should not receive anything as a part of assisting them. That's what is wrong in many cases with the helping process. But I submit for your consideration today, right here and now, that any offer that you're going to make to someone, anywhere, anyhow, should have a seed of equal or greater benefit. In this way, both participants in the process are excited about the possibility of what is truly happening. Because you'll hear things like this: I am working with my partner because what is good for me is good for him, and vice versa, or her, and however else this is crafted, we're both going to win. But some people don't know where to start. A lot of people say, I am a specialist, I'm a pioneer, I'm this, I'm that. And I know exactly what to do. I'm a professional. Professional knows what to do, how to execute something, how to take what they see as a problem and put strategic behavior behind whatever it is to bring the result that is being sought. And I submit for you also that you are that product. You are that service that was created to do one simple thing and do it well. Love yourself and others. But it didn't come with a manual. But I'm also going to submit for your thinking and your understanding. And if you agree with me, send me a note. If you disagree with me, send me a note. And please, I don't want a book. I want who, what, when, where, why, how, in terms of your thinking, for the answer. And then we can, if I feel that we should consider the conversation or continue the conversation, I'll do it live on the air, or I'll call you if you leave a number. But it's very important that we understand the value of each other, right now, right here, and work very feverishly, if you will, to remove hate and greed and doubt, and focus on purpose and value and what people want from each other. A lot of people have been using curse words all year. Someone calls you up and say, buy from me, because if you buy from me, I can buy from you. We can help each other. All of that has to do with mindset mastery and spirituality. If you don't like me, you're not going to do anything with me. If you don't understand your own self-worth, you're not going to act accordingly because there's nothing in your sequencing, your thinking, that will allow you to want to collaborate and work. And this is not true for everyone, by the way. I'm putting together a set of assumptions that suggest this is how we move forward in a calm and polite manner in terms of valuing each other and valuing each other as human capital. Most important treasure in the world. Now, a difficulty for me is dealing with people, and I've been always dealing with people, but I always set the bar high for myself in terms of my resiliency, my response factor, and how I'm going to affect them and how they'll affect me, and I'll manage my emotional displeasures later. Or I'll manage my emotional pleasures in the moment, depending on what it is. But we have the right and the responsibility of taking care of each other. We have the right and responsibility of always being there in our mindset regarding self-care. And it's not easy. Not easy because our minds are constantly moving. People are constantly interrupting our space. People are constantly interrupting our time. And we are interrupting our own thought process. So it's not an easy thing to do. But as we continue to strive for greatness and excellence in whatever we are doing, we have the responsibility of looking at what the value is. How can we solve problems? How can we support each other? How can we nourish each other for positive change? Because that is where we are right now. People are at home. People are concerned about what my next move is. I get phone calls all the time, people telling me about being hungry and different things like that. But you can only help so much. You have to give people the opportunity to understand where they're at, if they will allow you or permit you to share. And most times, they are not going to do what you suggest immediately. Because you are a real human being and you have emotions that come at you in different forms, in different ways, and it brings concern to the situation. For me, I have no choice. I knew that going in. I knew that for a period of time. So I keep moving whether I like what I'm doing in that moment, whether I feel good, whether I feel bad, whether I feel indifferent. I keep moving towards the goal because that is what is required of me. At the end of the day, I have to accomplish what I set out to accomplish. And there's no emotion in the world that I can use to stop me from doing that. I have to think on what I can do. Who can I call? Who will support me and who will I support as a cumulative version of what I'm looking to achieve? Because no matter what we do, we're always looking to achieve something. In the morning, when I get up, I'm looking to achieve breakfast. Somewhere in the middle of the day, I think I'm looking to achieve getting some lunch. And at night, dinner. And in my mind, I'm always thinking that if I have something that someone doesn't have, I will cut mine in half and give that person if I can, if they allow me. Because we're at a place in time where you cannot see a problem, try to resolve it, and think you're doing good. That's called good intentions. And to be honest, some people are not interested in your good intentions. They'll tell you, hey, that's a good intention. I don't like you. I don't want your food. I don't want your clothing. I don't want your shelter. And you have to respect that. I do. It's not an easy task. Because I have a thing about people starving. I have a thing about people can't breathe. And right now we're in the middle of the worst accident in time or worst scenario in time, and we have to look at how we are going to recalculate our mindset in order to make things happen. Because your mindset matters whenever, wherever, however you are. Your mindset is the key master. And if you do not have the understanding that you have to nourish your mind, regardless of what's happening, then you're going to have a problem. Sometimes you expect people to help you, or some people you have helped, and they turn against you, and you feel it's very animalistic. For me, It has never been an easy deal. But what I realize is if you help someone and they create a negative progression in your life, perhaps you've helped them move from a negative position to a positive position, and then they turn on you and pretend that you don't exist, and now you get violent or you get mad, you can't do that. And I'm not telling you what you can and can't do. I'm telling you that's not what's going to benefit you. I've had to do it, but what I did is when I realized what I was doing and how I was doing what I was doing, I created checks and balances. This way I qualify who I'm helping, how I'm helping them, why I'm helping them, and it goes back to what I was saying in the first place. Qualifying your helping process. Understanding that what you want to do may be good, but try to get that person involved in the decision making, because you're not looking to build a relationship with someone who is constantly waiting for you to decide what works and what doesn't work for them. You're looking for a partner in the change process, a partner in the spiritual development piece. And that's why your mindset matters. You can't help everyone. You have to qualify some of the people you can help, and you have to dismiss some and perhaps come back later or wait for them to come. Sometimes you just got to wait for people to ask for help. Because if you keep going in and you see the problem, you see how you can solve the problem, people will start laughing at you without telling you they're laughing at you. You will become drained mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And then you will have a problem with what they call depression. I've seen it. I've had to look at what I'm doing and measure. I think my friend told me earlier that, oh, so you're doing your summer cleansing. Yes, I am. There are people, this conversation that I'm having with you inside spirituality in the mix, a lot of these behaviors have happened to me over the years. Happening right now as we speak, as a matter of fact. Sometimes you've got people that you've shared energy, effort, you've brought them to a certain place, you've benefited, they've benefited, they're looking to move on, they don't know how to say, sit down, Aubrey. I have something I want to say to you. I think that what you've done for me is a wonderful thing. I really appreciate everything you've done. But I think it's time for me to leave. But the spirit wouldn't allow them to say. So you have to understand how to check the pulse and keep the vision alive inside the communication. Now, people will begin behaving poorly. You may call them up. They'll say, oh, I can't talk right now. Or you'll leave a note and they'll say, I don't have time for you right now. And time will go on. And every time you want to have a conversation to bring communication and clarity into the room, they're not there for you. That is a way of them telling you, I want to leave. You're no longer a priority, but they don't know how to tell you that. Or they'll begin conversations with you that look like accusatory statements. This is why mindset matters. You need to be able to see what is unseen. Feel what you can't feel. And think onomics about it. Think onomics. Because when you're dealing with people who are looking to stop you, they will start talking negative across the world about you. And someone will call you and say, hey, this is what I heard. This is what I've been saying for a while. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. You are the church, not the building you go into. That's congregation time. That's an act of congregants. And that's why religion is just a big deal. Because you have different congregations for different religions, all thinking different things. But when you look and reflect upon the belief system of everyone, there's only one God, but called by different names. But this is why you have to be clear on mindset matters. Be clear on mindset matters inside your spirituality of living. And that's why I call in the mix. Because some people believe that spirituality only exists on what they call Sunday. Let's go to church, let's pray. That's not spirituality, that's worship. I'm going to be right back right after this note from one of our wonderful people, Mr. Shanna Ellis. and her son, they're doing some phenomenal work. They have a huge company that they're building in the Caribbean region, and they're doing some wonderful things to help a thousand families. Listen up.
I got brew, I got instant, what you want? The energy and NutriBliss, please come and get some. Come get it from the detoxy lady. She's the number one and her name is Shani. I'm running out of tea when they see me selling these. Now they say they want tea. I got three options, so please tell me. Regular lemon and raspberry. She got drops, Olivier and Harmony. So please call Shani for your detox needs.
For all your detox and wellness products from Total Life Changes, call Shani at 824-9115 or contact her on Instagram or Facebook at Tashauna Ellis.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Hey, this is Amber coming out and she's telling you to get up. Get up and go out and do the work that will build your spirituality as we get ready to close out our broadcast.
Change your cloudy skies blue. Always remember that the Father loves you, and He has faith in you. All you've gotta do is get up and pray, and you will see that things will go the right way.
Oh yeah, we're not playing. We're doing the right thing right here. And on my way out now, again, finally, I'm going to say thank you and each and every one. We've got some great music that we played during this session. Please, this music is available everywhere, okay, on all platforms. You can go up there, pick it up. If you hear a song you like it, go get it, support the artist, and let them be able to support you by purchasing their music. I'm saying to you that we have the right to understand our value, that we are diamonds, rubies, emeralds, but we're diamonds. A lot of the things that you see in creation are built for you. For you, for you, for you. So we're going to get out of here, and we're going to play the song Diamond, Looking for Diamonds, Sahira, Starway Studios, Barbados.
Looking for diamonds in the sand. Looking for diamonds in the sand. Why would you do this to us? And how could you break all of the